Well, you've heard about the Indians with their tomahawks and spears, and of the UN warriors, the heroes of recent years. Also, I might mention the British Grenadiers. Well, none of them were in it with the Dublin Fusiliers. You've heard about the Light Brigade and of the deeds they've done, and of the other regiments that many victories won. The pride of all the Armies, the Boons and Carabineers, was that noble band of warriors.
The Dublin Fusiliers, and
we are left
on a right about face.
This is the way we go.
Charging with fixed flame, it's the terror of every foe. Glory to Ireland, as proud as buccaneers, and a terror to creation are the Dublin Fusiliers.
Well, you've heard about the wars between the Russians and the Brits. The Tsar one day was reading an old copy of Tidbits, and when the general came to him and threw himself down in tears, we'd better run back like blazes, here's the Dublin Fusiliers. The Tsar commenced to tremble and he bit his under lip. "Be God advice," says he, "I think we'd better take the tip. Them devils come from Dublin, and to judge from what I hear, they're demons of militiamen.
Away we go, charging with fixed pain. It's the terror of every foe. A glory to Ireland, as proud as buccaneers, and a terror to creation are the Dublin Fusiliers."
Well, the sergeant cried, "Get ready, lads, lay down his sword and gun. Take off your shoes and stockings, boys, and when I tell you, run." They didn't stop but started, and amidst three ringing cheers came a shower of bricks and bullets from the Dublin Fusiliers. The time that Julius Caesar tried to land down at Ringsend, the Coast Guard couldn't stop us, so for the Dublins they did send. And just as they were landing, lads, they heard three ringing cheers. "Get back to Rome like Basil's ears.
The Dublin Fusiliers,
way are left, turn around right about me.